Zimbabwe is showing all signs of regression, and we have a responsibility to fit into what we call the early warning system and be able to say that the African Union, beyond the chairperson himself, must be able to also tackle the issues that the country that the chairperson is coming from is facing.
Dr. Monyaye, if you can come in there.
Let's go to the AU and understand, firstly, the structure and the position that is currently held by President Robert Mugabe. It is important, firstly, to look at the provisions that govern the head of state who heads the AU as President Mugabe. One does not lead as an individual. It's a collective leadership. I think it goes back to 1963, and with the changes that took place in 2002 in Durban, the AU as it stands, it is a collective.
Mr. Mabenge, your response there, but also touching on the question of what in particular were Zimbabweans expecting?
First and foremost, really, our expectations are well articulated by my colleague there. And we are fully cognizant of the fact that the AU works as a collective. But in terms of our expectations as Zimbabweans, the first thing that we did not expect was for the African Union to appoint President Mugabe their chairperson. Because President Mugabe's country had just emerged out of a serious crisis. But the process that was presided over by the African Union, remember Sharm el-Sheikh in 2008 and the mandate that they then pushed to SADC in terms of facilitation of a political dialogue. That process that the two institutions, SADC and the AU, did not produce or did not end the challenges that Zimbabwe was facing by an election that was held on the 31st of July 2013. This explains the reason why clearly the country continues to face challenges. This explains why, as I am speaking to you now, we have in excess of 2 million Zimbabweans that are living here in South Africa.
Dr. Monyaye, I'll come back to you there, of course, what Mr. Mabenge is saying in response, but also the issue that President Mugabe is also the chair of SADC, where some are saying that regionally he has failed to deal with some of the issues.
One understands and is sympathetic to some of the views that I expressed, particularly on issues of governance, that Africa and Africans should and must look seriously at the matter. But to make that specific issue, the President Mugabe alone issue becomes a problem. And let me explain why am I putting it this way. The problem of massive movements of Africans, and some are dying in the Mediterranean Sea, the massive movement from Mali and West Africa, Central Africa, the DRC, and South Africa as well, these are huge governance challenges that Africans confront, and one will expect the AU to tackle the matter squarely as it discusses issues of governance on the continent. But having said that, let's go back to Zimbabwe. And I'd really caution my colleagues that there isn't any specific clause that backs his view that President Mugabe does not deserve the position he holds. Regardless of what's happening at home, I think he has met the minimum standard. He has met and he's endorsed by his fellow African head of states to lead at this particular juncture.
Mr. Mabenge, your response there.
Well, I do get what Dr. Munyaye is saying. You see, the biggest challenge with what Dr. Munyaye is saying is the application of the binary logic to resolution of the challenges that we are facing as a continent. It is problematic for African bodies to set standards and then deviate from those standards in order for them to accommodate errant countries like what we saw happening in Zimbabwe in July of 2013. It is this very same problem that is coming back to haunt the African Union and the SADC.